slave Matt. I don't know. Missing in action. Busy working. Making money so he can call me. Or maybe because he wants to lick the Amazonian ass. I don't know. He is an ass licker, this slut. He likes this tall, blonde bombshell. She's got the best ass in the United States, apparently, and she lies flat, and he licks her ass, and she has orgasms over and over again from her ass. I don't know, you know. He claims it's real. I'd like to see that, though, really. It sounds rather amusing, don't you? I bet you'd all like to see it, too. So, let's see. The quest for superior cock. Slave Matt has been serving me for many, many, many years, and we have many blog posts going back to his early days as just a plain old ordinary cuckold. Now he is a full-blown cocksucker bordering on gay. I think he's confused. I think he is gay curious, not bi curious. No, not true, because every time he gets too gay, he backs off and, I don't know, does other things, I don't know, be it. I don't know if he tries to fuck his wife, because I don't think she'll fuck him. So that's probably out. However, we do online training. He does put ads up, and he goes out, and he rents hotels room and gets rooms where he hosts guys who he sucks off. He has an outfit where he dresses up like a girl. He looks, you know, very much girly from behind. I don't know if it's a girl I'd want to fuck, but, you know, I guess a guy with a hard dick doesn't know the difference. And he wears these, like, long gloves. So apparently that makes him look more feminine because arms are a giveaway. So from behind, pull up the skirt, stick your cock in his ass, and he's a girl. Although Slave Matt is more into being a cocksucker, but lately he's been wanting to be fucked. The guy that he hooked up with for this session that I'm writing about here claimed to be a dom, and he sounded domish. He sent me a picture of him, and he had a, you know, cock. I guess you're all glad about that. He had a dick, and he came in, and, you know, he was dominant. He made Slave Matt suck his dick, and a few minutes after that, he got him on the bed, and Slave Matt thought it was going to turn gay, but it didn't, and he wanted him to fluff him up and whatever, so he could fuck him, and then he pushed Slave Matt down on the bed and fucked his man pussy. I don't really like that expression, do you? Man pussy, mangina, ass, I don't know, I usually call it a pussy. Since Slave Matt is a girl, maybe we'll just call it the pussy. Slave Matt is a pathetic, cock-sucking loser. You know, that's it. Loser, loser, loser. He can't get anybody. He's got a little dick. His wife, when she wants to get fucked, picks up the phone and calls somebody else. So, I don't know what else to say about all that, but you get the drift. So, Slave Matt is going to be seeing this guy again. I have also posted his past experience here. If you click the domination phone sex link at the bottom of this post, you can go to a myriad of domination posts about Slave Matt, and you can see his transformation from just a little dick loser cucky to a cross-dressing cocksucker. So Slave Matt, get that fucking ad up, you fucking whore. I don't care if it's a holiday weekend. Boys, it's time for you to call me at 1-877-732-6360. And why is that? Because you are fucking addicted to me. I will control you. And use you. You have no fucking choice. I'll addict you to come to my voice, to my domination. And you know, the world is going to be a better place for it. So get out the dildos and lube and all your toys. I do cock and ball torture. You know, life doesn't get any better than this. So give me a buzz. 1-877-732-6360. Mwah! Miss Mandy. Ta-ta.